The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. We're downtown Corinth on a little overcast morning. Rain may be coming today, but it's a beautiful day for us. Thursday's always exciting, and we love what we get to do Thursday morning. A radio show, we named it Hope because that's what our mission is. We went from dope dealers to hope dealers, and we're thankful for that. And we believe that only Jesus Christ can do that. And today's a little extra special. I've got my daughter Olivia with us, son-in-law Kirby with us, adopted son, I guess, Clevy, or brother, whatever we want to call him.
Son.
Yeah, and then Ronnie Martin from the Freedom Center here is the director, and Kirby is actually the assistant director. And give us an update, Ronnie, man. What's going on? Well, this come off a big golf tournament.
Huge golf tournament, huge outcome. You know, the community supported us this year tremendously. We're super thankful for that. You know, this week's been it's been busy. We're down to 11 now. We had a couple of them had to go home beginning of the week. That was hard, but you know, we've got beds available. We do. We've got a couple of beds available. So if you need help or if you need hope, contact us at corinthfreedomcenter.com, or you can call my cell phone 662-416-0234.
Well, what how quick of a process is that, Ronnie? If somebody wanted help, I mean, today's Thursday. When if they filled out an application today, when could somebody come?
They could come Monday, the following Monday. Yeah, I would get in touch with you today and then make arrangements, and we could get you in by Monday morning.
So that only because we don't take intakes Friday through Sunday.
That's right.
So, I mean, actually, it's a pretty quick process. So, corinthfreedomcenter.com to get help. And if our program don't fit you, we've got other programs we're connected to. I've been on the phone every day this week with people that was needing different type help. You know, some of them needs to be medically detoxed, so we have that door open. We have other doors open from God's House of Hope in Kilmichael and Nettleton. The Nashville Rescue Mission, our partnership with the homeofgrace.org. Yeah. I mean, I gave the webpage, didn't I? But Home of Grace there, we've got three guys there now. One went yesterday, and we got two more friends that's there. So that's three guys that we have helped get to the Home of Grace. So we've got outlets. We work with treatment facilities for medical help and medical detox. You know, we've got a couple 60-year-olds that's drinking a lot.
Yeah.
So we always try to get them help as far as detox and get them stable stuff. And, you know, like right now we've got a guy that we're working with, and Cleavy's going to cut out in a little while and get him back to Memphis for help and things. So we help a lot of different people in a lot of different ways, Ronnie.
We offer hope. That's right, Tommy. We sure do.
Well, Kirby's with us today. So Kirby's our day-to-day guy, and Kirby does a lot there within the program. And Kirby, you're kind of new to this type of work.
Yeah. Yeah, about 6 months in.
6 months into it. And what would you say about the first 6 months?
I mean, it's definitely been a blessing to me and my family. Of course, you took me to Home of Grace in 2019, and and definitely helped turn my life around. And I just, it's just a blessing to be able to help guys that were right in the same spot I was in.
Yeah.
Ironically, I had a call on my way here this morning, and you know, the guy, he's scared. He had to go to the liquor store at 8:30 this morning and buy a little airplane bottle of Jack Daniels. You know, there's people hurting, and it's just a blessing for me to be able, you know, just a small part. It's nothing we do, you know, we know that, but we can give them the resources, you know, to get their life on track. But if you're hurting today, you know, call us. We're here. If we don't have room, we'll find you a place to go. But don't just sit there and try to fight it by yourself, you know.
So you mentioned something that he was scared. I've been listening to a guy speak this week about that so many guys is scared to do without it, scared to see what life would look like without it. And with that, you have to replace it with something that will shock their system in some ways to and that's what Jesus does.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have to learn to like that better than we did anything else and things. So many people are scared of that. Kirby, you married my daughter how long ago now?
Almost 3 years.
Olivia grew up around Living Free. Actually, Living Free is about 21 years old. And how old are you, Olivia? 25 years. So you grew up around Living Free. Your entire life, you was around it. You're around it a whole lot more now and stuff. So Kirby, as you prepared to marry her and all that, you knew what that looked like in some ways.
Yeah.
And things, but somewhere along the line there, it got interrupted and man, you turned it around. Y'all had a little girl a little over a year ago.
Yeah, it's God's been good to us. You know, our lives look a lot different today than they did, you know, a year and a half ago. It's daylight and dark, and like we said a while ago, it was only Jesus that done it. You know, it's normal now for us to get home from a meeting or church at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and that's just
what time
normal.
Did you get home last night?
A little after 10, I believe. And
we was in Ripley at Unity Baptist Church Mission Conference, and we heard a couple guys speak on different type homes around Augusta, Georgia. And then I had no idea when another guy was fixing to preach, but my brother Mark Thrift brought
it. Yeah, he did.
It was really good.
Short and sweet, but very good.
I don't know what time I left that church. 8:55 or 9 o'clock, but
it was after 9. Yeah.
It was 9 really o'clock. Good. Well, wait a minute, Ronnie. You was already gone by the time I left.
No,
you know.
Man, I was not.
I mean, they ain't even tucked up the offering yet. You was gone.
Yeah.
So look, but it was really good.
It was. Yeah.
Not long ago, Olivia, you made this comment. I think to Jeff Arp, and Jeff asked you this when we had an opportunity to go to Chattanooga for the Living Free Conference. And I was trying to think this morning about that comment. It was a picture of your kids around the Freedom Center Living Free, and you made this statement that I'd rather have them nowhere else than growing up where they're at around that ministry.
Yeah.
So I want us to talk about that after the break. I want you to think about that, Olivia, and you come back. I want to hear your side of that and the way you said it. We get to do this radio show because of our sponsors. And, man, we have a lot of sponsors. Big shout-out to all the golf tournament sponsors. It was a huge success because of you. But our radio show is sponsored by Nick Bain. Nick, for your legal needs, Nick Bain is a friend to us, and we're thankful for that. Daniel Alther, who is also a good friend to us, he has the local Subways here in town, and we are on got a brand new one on Shiloh Road, and so go by and get you some Subway cookies or meatball sandwich or whatever. And then we got Crosswind Ministries. They just celebrated 20 years, and we're thankful for the work they do in our community down on Tate Street. Wilco Real Estate Group. Olivia, who is that?
Me.
That's your mama, my wife, and my daughter, Olivia, and our crew. For all your real estate needs, man, just reach out to Maria or Olivia or any of that group. The real estate market's hot right now. Not enough houses for sale, so it may be a great time to sell yours. I didn't even mention it to my daughter, and she sold mine. So, the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish, Melissa Carson and that crew, they're good friends and very good to our program. Gatlin's Pharmacy, Bart and Dawn Dorn there in Tishomingo. For all you pharmacy needs, Bart and Dawn, and man, they're great folks. Magnolia Funeral Home, first-class people doing first-class things for any funeral needs right there on Highway 72. Jim and Sheila Cavery, I'm telling you, any service I've been to is just first-class because they're first-class folks. Jeff Green, I just dropped him a butter roll off there, but Jeff cuts all for Freedom Center, guys. How many haircuts do you think Jeff Green's done in the last year, Bronny? How many do you think, Kirby?
A bunch.
He has cut every guy's head there. He couldn't do nothing with Kyle's hair, but the rest of them he's straightened out.
Yeah, I understand that.
But Jeff Green right there on Highway 72, he's right across from our mattress store. Listen, stay tuned to our mattress store. We're figuring to have a big sale going on. Hopefully the Monday after Mother's Day, we're going to start blowing it out. We're going to have a huge sale. And, man, you'll be hearing more about it. Carn Mattress Furniture Outlet for all you mattress needs. We say we're 3 miles west of high prices for a reason. Come check us out. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back with my daughter, Olivia Nixon.
Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. If you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines, Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I've got my good friend to my left, Ronnie Martin, who is the Director of the Freedom Center. And to my right, my son-in-law, Kirby Nixon. And to his right, my daughter, Olivia. And man, I'm just excited about today. It's truly a family day. I've got my daughter here today. Got my nephew preaching tonight. Preston's running the store. Olivia, what we got your mama doing?
Babysitting.
She's got a sister. So she's living in high cotton right now. Yeah. So listen, not long ago, we was in Chattanooga for a Living Free conference. And Olivia, you had posted something a few days before, maybe a week or something before. And Jeff Arp just asked you about it. It's something that a post you had made. And you said something like, that your kids is growing up at Living Free in the Freedom Center, and as a granddaddy, it sure is awesome to see it. Them guys love on Sister. They play with Bo. Bo wanted to spend a night at the Freedom Center one night and stuff. And Coop and stuff, they just, you know, they just feel at home there. Yeah,
they love them.
But I think you made this statement, and Kirby, I want you to hear from it too. I want y'all kind of to share about that, but I'd rather have my kids loving Jesus.
Well, I want Jesus kids, not church kids.
And what did you mean by that?
Well, I mean, growing up, we were in church every time the door was open, but not at the same one. We were always with the ministry or going to hear other people speak. And I just think it's important that we teach them to love Jesus and not the church or the religion part of it.
The religion part of it, I say it that, because we need the church.
Yeah.
But so many times we fall into the religious side of it, and it's all about our campus. And what, you know, we was at a mission conference last night at Unity Baptist Church, and a big shout out to them. Yeah. I don't think nobody does missions like they do. Yeah. They have their own mission conference. They take up offering and they take up a commitment through the year. Probably $250,000-$300,000, and they support missionaries themselves, and they do it themselves, and they happen to support us. So I'm thankful for that. But Olivia, you got a little girl that's a year old, a boy that's fixing to be 5, Cooper's fixing to be 9. What's that like as a mother and dad to see kids that's growing up inside Living Free?
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing. I believe it's gonna, you know, teach them a lot of things. You know, Coop and Bo already both ask a lot of questions. You know, they're smart. You know, they're sad when these guys graduate and leave. You know, Bo was telling me the other day, he said, I know what graduate means, Daddy. I said, what's it mean, man? He said, well, you know, you graduate school or you graduate college, or he said, but are you graduate the Freedom Center? You know, so they're paying attention, and I was raised in church, never missed. But one thing that really hurts, looking back, you know, and really today is the church. You know, there's as a whole, you know, we have a lot of great churches support us, but you know, they don't know what to do with the addict. You know, they don't know how to help the addict, and we can read all through Scripture and. And I don't, my Bible tells me that Jesus helped the addicts. You know, he was close to them. He hung out with them. You know, but I grew up, like I said, never missed church, and never neither one of my parents, you know, had drug or alcohol problems. So I didn't grow up knowing anything about addiction. You know, never really done any drugs till after high school. But I was really blind to all of it until it hit me, you know. So I'm glad my kids are going to grow up knowing that this is what real life looks like.
Well, Olivia, you did grow up in it, and you grew up watching your family, your parents help others outside the four walls of the church. Mainly 98% of our ministry was outside the four walls of the church. And even when you was in school, you had that magnet type feeling to people that you drew the hurting folks to you. And even today, you still get a lot of phone calls. You call me and, Daddy, this person this needs that and that. How come they reach out to you? You're 25 years old and got kids at home and
what school, when others would like look down on them or go and talk about them, I was always their safe place at school.
So in our home was a safe place for many folks growing up and stuff. But what's it like as a mom now? Because me and your mom watched you grow up around Living Free and watched you grew up, you know, doing that type of ministry and stuff. But what's it like for you now to see them boys and girl, that little girl just running wild around Living Free?
Well, they're a family to us. Like, I don't see them as an addict. I don't see them as somebody that's in a rehab. We see them as, kids sometimes to me. But some of these guys, I feel safer with my kids than most people out in the real world. So
we're allowing these kids to see the real world.
The real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the real life. It ain't
no sugarcoating.
Yeah.
It's real life stuff that people are gonna deal with or without us. So,
you know, and Bo may ask these guys, why you got that? Why have you got that on you? Or what is that?
Oh, he'll ask him anything.
Oh yeah.
Real observant.
I remember another little girl like that about when she was 5 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah.
Same way. So Ronnie, as a guy that's been a part of the program, graduated the program, and now you're running the program, you see them allowing their family just to be part of it, man.
Man, it's so special. You know, I wasn't around 20-something years ago when Olivia was a kid, but that's – you know, just watching these two grow together just in the last year has just been spectacular to watch. But the coolest thing is Bo and Sister and Coop coming to play with the guys. You know, like you mentioned, Bo got seriously upset the other night when he couldn't spend the night with the guys at the Freedom Center.
Oh yeah, he's crying.
You know, he was crying.
They ask every day.
You know, he wants to ride the van. If he's with us, he's in the van in the middle with the guys. I mean, you know, they're family, and it's just special to watch these kids grow up, interact, and you know, just see real life stuff with the guys. It's the guys love the kids and the kids love the guys. It's just special to watch.
Well, on the way home last night, like I said, it was late Tuesday night. We was at West Corn Baptist Church with Pastor Seth Kirkland, and they had a guy named Rock Collins there that brought it. He was a really good preacher. So we got out of there a little after 8, and it was probably 8:30 or 8:15 to 9. And then last night, we're in Ripley. We eat with them at 6. Church service starts at 7. It wasn't over with to 9, so y'all didn't get home to 10. But on my way home, I was thinking, Kirby's doing the same thing I did years ago. Years ago, I was just out like that, and I'm still out like that. I go with y'all 90% of the time, I hope. And I'm just thankful to be able to see that happening in y'all's life and to watch what's going on. Olivia had made another post the other day talking about her husband that had put in like 12 hours at the Freedom Center. I don't know if I've ever had anybody put 12 hours in the Freedom Center. What are y'all talking about? Yeah.
That's the norm.
That's a short day.
Yeah. So... And then he was at home on the yard. She sent that picture, and I said, well, Kirby's just trying to save that $60 trying not to tear mowing.
Oh, that might have been some of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, and then you get up the next day and do the same thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, and the opportunity we get to do it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, and I mean, you know, church, going to church on Sunday morning, you know, a lot of people don't have church on Sunday nights anymore. But Sunday morning and Wednesday night, it's not enough. You know, for me or for anybody that's listening today, you know, you eat every day, you drink, every day, and you got to be fed. I have to be fed every day. And, you know, if you're listening today and you think, well, I don't need to be fed every day. Well, go a few days and don't eat, you know, don't drink no water. You know, we have to have the word. We have to have, I have to have him every day. And I get his, you know, I sit in class most days with the guys. And, you know, I'm constantly being filled and you know, they're a bigger blessing to me than I probably ever will be to them. And that's fine. You know, I'm just glad to be a part of what's going on.
Well, listen, question, comment. We've got a couple questions already and we'll get to them next segment. You can text us 662-603-9829. any kind of comment or question about today's show, you can listen to us any Thursday online at supertalk.fm Corinth. We got a friend, Jeff Arp, that's in Chattanooga, Tennessee right now listening to this. He had text Kirby. So we're thankful for that. But you also can go to our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. Click on the listen page. We have a podcast-like page there that has all of our shows on it. You can go back and listen to any of it. We just got a text from the school that my niece Taylor and some of their kids is listening to the radio show today. We was in the school yesterday with Taylor and two of them seniors from Biggersville. That man, they're fixing to change the world.
Yeah.
You know, they took their story and didn't let it become just a normal deal for them. They made their mind up something was going to be different. And they're going to change the world. So
we need to thank them again, too, all of them that helped with the golf tournament.
Yeah.
They fed us at Living Free. I guess that was last week.
Yeah.
Last Thursday, yeah.
But, yeah, thank y'all for all you're doing in the community.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the third segment. We're going to ask Olivia about a young guy that's at God's House of Hope, Corey Wood. We'll be right back.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills in what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell, where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson with Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here on Highway 72. Listen, did you know we're locally owned? Me and my wife owns it. Did you know that we're locally ran? My son runs it. Did you know that we do local things? The Freedom Center and Living Free is involved with our store. If you want to stay local, guess what? You got to come 3 miles west of high prices to be local.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back for our third segment. Our title of our show is Hope. Our mission is to bring you hope. And I'm encouraged about today's show. It's certainly a family day for me. My daughter is here with me right now, and her husband, Kirby. My wife is babysitting sister, and Preston's running store, so Bo and Coop's in school, and things. So we're excited. We got Ronnie Martin to my left, and Kirby and Olivia to my right, and, man, we're just excited about today's show. All right, Downtown Truett Brown, he messaged us during the break. Again, if you want to message us about anything about the show, comment or anything, 662-603-9829. That is a text line only, so please message us. Olivia, back in about the seventh grade, I remember getting called to the school, and the principal, Brandon Quinn, wanted to talk to me. I got out there and he said, I'm afraid Olivia's being bullied. I said, man, ain't nobody bullying my daughter. I said, what's going on? And he said, well, I just see her giving money to somebody every day. And I just want to make sure, I want to find out what's going on if this little boy is making her do it. So we called Olivia up to the principal's office and Brandon tells him the story. And Olivia says, no, Daddy, that little boy don't have nothing. And I want to make sure you can buy him a Coke or something at the concession stand. That little boy went on and he developed some trouble and got in trouble and in and out of some trouble. But a few years ago, I don't know how long ago, a year and a half ago, he reached out for some help. And Truett was able to carry him to God's house of hope. And a lot of that, I think, started with that day right there because he knew Olivia cared about him.
Yeah.
And that, and then when he got older, he needed help. We was able to help him. And to see him today, Olivia, and you keep up with him, that's Corey Wood. What, did he finish school with you or did he have dropped? Did he finish high school?
Yeah.
Okay. And to see him where he's at today, go back to that day and just tell us what you
I think his trouble started that year in seventh or maybe eighth grade, but I just remember him always being in trouble. He had a group that was, I mean, of course I was right in the middle of them, but they were always in trouble. They were probably in the office every day, but.
So back up, was you in the office every day? Did Brandon just call me once? No. Okay.
Should have been.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, from then on, him and his little group of friends, they always just, I mean, my dad would always leave a 5 or 10 out every day for snack or after school or something. So, I mean, I didn't really think nothing of it because I knew I could get something after if they took the money. So, and I didn't know if they would get anything. So it really, I mean, giving a dollar or two really wasn't just nothing special to me other than knowing he was going to have something to eat that day.
And then later on in life, he needed help, and we was.
I saw him walking down the road one day, and he was strung out, wanting help, or not wanting help then, but a couple weeks later, he or a family member reached out to me, and I got him set up with Tommy and Truett, and it's only a story that God can write because 5-10 years ago, I'd have never thought he'd be leading God's House of Hope.
Yeah, and is he in Kilmichael or is he in Charleston? I don't know which one he's
at. He was in Kilmichael.
Yeah, he was in Kilmichael. Yeah. So big shout out to the God's House of Hope, their whole crew and their gang there and the way they help people. They just take people in, and especially like Corey. Corey was one of them guys that most people would have never gave a chance to. And Corey got help there at God's House of Hope. So we got a couple more texts. Tyler Johnson texted us and just was thankful for the Nixon family and things. But Olivia, I want to ask you this question. Being married to Kirby, you just showed us a picture 4 years ago. Y'all was in a bar at 3 o'clock in the morning. What happened?
Well, when we got together secretly, I thought he was doing great, still from the home of grace. I had no clue that he was doing his own life, but
Maria, does that sound like anybody else you know?
Go ahead.
But anyway, so it just, I mean, was another thing. We would be at a different bar every night. We are on our back porch, and Kirby would watch the sun come up most days out
with,
there.
With a pack of guys, there was always people hanging out.
Yeah. Yes, there was always, it was a revolving door at all times.
So, what happened?
It was chaos would be a good name for it.
Yeah, that's nicer than what I was thinking. But, a year ago, a little over a year ago, We had the baby and a baby girl, and Kirby was, he was, I could see a change, but it wasn't all the way there yet. And then he started looking into different like classes and stuff, how to become a minister and all the things. And then one day Tommy said, well, you got a job at the Freedom Center, so only God can do that.
So, and then just turned that around, and now you've got a gang of guys still every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it chaos?
Some days.
Yeah.
So, Kirby, I mean, Kirby just, you know, Wesley was in a transition where Wesley was wanting to transition home more. It just fell in her lap that Kirby was already wanting to hang out with us.
Yeah.
You know, and Ronnie was already with us for a while, so that transition went smoothly. We're in the middle of another transition. Ralph's last day was day before yesterday, yeah. So he has moved to Pickwick. So it's a whole new group now, you know, from Ronnie to Kirby, Kyle, from where we started 3 years ago. And only God can do that, really.
Yep.
And with Kirby, I'm so proud of y'all because, I mean, like, each night this week, Olivia and sister was with us Tuesday night. And, well, we coached ball Monday.
Yeah,
we had ball game
Monday, yeah.
Tuesday night, we went to West Garn. Wednesday night, we was at Unity. Tonight, we're either going to be playing ball or at Living Free. So, ice delivery on the radio. So, but anything you want to add to that about how that happened and how you see life today, Olivia?
Well, I mean, it's totally different. Like Kirby said earlier, it's daylight and dark. I mean, I don't really know how to explain it other than but God.
What would you say to that, Kirby?
Yeah, it's
how'd you hear your wife say that?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's definitely nothing that I or we could have done. You know, it was, I was doing my own thing, you know. You know, we'd quit going out, you know, and
started going to the church.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. But we'd even quit going out and you know, of course she was pregnant, and I'd spend most of my evenings you know, drinking beer on the back porch. You know, just I'd believe the lie that, well, if you, as long as you ain't going out and acting a fool, you know, at every bar in town, you'll be all right, you know. And you know, next thing you know, I was just in a bad, you know, a dark place. And thank God I had her. You know, she stuck through it. You know, but I was just really miserable. You know, just couldn't function without, you know, smoking weed or having something to drink. And you know, here it is almost a year and a half later, and you know, I just can't I can't even believe that was, you know, that was real life then. But yeah, just thankful that is behind us, and our marriage is a whole lot better than it was, you know, then. I'm working on the passage, you know, of loving her like Christ loved the church. And if you're married, you know, that's hard to do. I mean, you know, he died for us, you know, and it's just it's a daily, you know, deal. We get better every day, I believe. And just thankful for the grace of God on it.
Well, Olivia grew up in an environment where I was gone on Sundays. I was speaking. Living Free started in about 2004. And so I was gone a lot of them nights. But a lot of them times that Olivia and Preston just grew up in it.
Yeah.
And now to see it come full circle with Olivia and her husband and her kids doing the same thing, you know, is totally amazing. Only God can do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Only God can do
and
that.
And to think that he knew, you know, the day we were, that he created us, that this would, we'd be sitting here having this talk and being able to get to do what we do, you know, it's just amazing. It's the only word you can really say.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take our last break here, and we're going to come back. We're going to have a pretty good segment coming up as far as time-wise. We're normally fighting time on the last segment. But I want to give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors. Again, a shout-out to Prentice. He just was the ice delivery person for today. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about what's next for the Freedom Center and how we go forward.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our last segment of today's show, and we're thankful to be able to do this show today. And it's been extra special for me because I've had my daughter and Kirby here. Got Ronnie Martin with me, and we're talking about the Freedom Center, but we're also talking about how our family just grew up in this environment. But what's next now, Ronnie? We're looking to expand the Freedom Center. Right now, tell them where you're located at.
We're at 42 County Road 278 here in Corinth. We're wanting to expand just across the railroad tracks. They're actually cutting the timber as we speak.
Yeah. So we've purchased 112 acres of land on Alcorn Central School Road.
Yeah.
Once you turn off the 72 there at the red light to Central School Crossing, it's a little bit over a mile down there on the left, probably. I mean, it's not far. And we've purchased that land with the intentions of creating a campus that will certainly outlive all of us and things. And we will we'll have a lot more going on over that. They are cutting timber right now. So we're in the process of getting the land cleared and trying to get the land paid for.
That's it.
Just to update, as of today, we need to raise about $170,000 to get the land paid for. But we've got timber money coming in. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get that knocked down. And once we get that knocked down, we're going to have a guy in there cleaning up and clearing up. And one day we're going to build a a new building there to house 30, 35 men.
Mm-hmm.
Where you got can possibly hold up to 15 right now. 15 packs us out.
It does.
But, so we'll be able to have 35 one day once we get over there.
35 there, and then we'll use the building we have currently as a transition home where the guys can stay there, you know, for up to a year and work and live life and still have a safe place to come back to at nighttime.
So I'd like to give you three ways you can help us. First of all, pray for us. We want you to be praying for our families, our team, the Freedom Center, the guys that's at the program and things. Man, granddaughter just walked in the room. That changes everything. But we need you to be praying for us and also participate. Set up a time to come visit our campus, see what we're doing, see how we operate. We've got a really busy schedule every day with our guys. Starting from when they get up at 7, they have prayer and breakfast at 8. 8:30, they have group, and then it's just throughout the day, groups and special guys coming in to speak, and then at night we're in churches and stuff. So participate. Come see us. We'd like for your men's group to feed us, maybe on a Saturday. We're booked on Fridays.
Booked on Friday. Saturdays are available.
Yeah, some Saturdays is available. We have family day the second Saturday of every month. What if your men's group would come and just cook out and grill out for feed our family day? That'd be huge.
That would be super huge.
Yeah, that'd be huge. We could do that. And then, so I want you to pray for us. I want you to participate, but I want you to become a partner. Come and join us and join us in raising money and helping pay for this new land, the new vision, the next project, whatever it is. So pray, participate, and become a partner. It's a great way to be a part of us. Yeah.
Also, May 24th is our fish fry. Dude Conway from Bethlehem is having a fish fry, also an auction. So if you guys want to be a part of that, you know, donate stuff to auction off or come by and grab you several fish plates. Dude makes a mean fish plate. He won't let you down. It's going to be good.
So some ways you can help with that thing. They've got an account set up at Briggs. They need to raise about $4,000, I think, to pay for fish. You can either give that money to Dude, you can come by my mattress store, or you can just go by Briggs and pay for that. You can just pay for the fish and the hush puppies and stuff at Briggs, and that would be huge for Dude. Then all the proceeds that day will go to pay on the land that we've just purchased. And then at 3 o'clock that day, they're going to have an auction. So what we need also is some people helping gather stuff up to auction, from businesses to whatever. We'd like to have a big one or two big projects that we could auction off that day, but we're going to need people just going out and getting this auction stuff that people could auction off that day. May the 24th, that's going to be held at Living Free Ministries, and we're going to start feeding that day about 11 o'clock.
I believe we put Olivia on the gathering up the auction, most of those items.
That's good. All right. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Y'all just hired me?
Just hired you.
So.
Got it.
Yeah. So May the 24th is also a special date in my life. 27 years ago, I gave my life to Christ on May the 24th, 1998. So without that day, I'm not here. That day, I'm not worried about having a Freedom Center. That day changed my life. My whole story has been how God took a drug addict and changed him into a dad. Now I have grandkids. I mean, life has flew by and things has been really good. Kirby, Olivia, y'all have made my day. Tonight at Living Free Ministries, we're going to have Tyler Wilson sharing. Olivia, right quick, share about Tyler Wilson. Would you ever thought Tyler Wilson would have been speaking?
No, not at all.
But God.
Yep, but God.
That's it.
But God, Tyler was one of them guys that in the community that had no hope. Everybody was scared of him. Didn't nobody want to mess with him. I mean, the law would arrest him and let him out the next day. They didn't want to put up with him.
I want to say everybody but Tommy had given up on him. But I mean, Dad just kept going on and seeing him and picking him up, taking him, just spreading the love of Jesus to him. And he, I mean, changed his
somewhere
life.
Somewhere along the line, at God's House of Hope, God intervened on Tyler's life and changed his life. Yeah. He's going to be speaking tonight at Living Free. That'll kick off at 6. And after that, Walden Street Christian Church, our friend Chuck Hassel and that crew, it will feed us, and we'll have a meal for everybody that comes in tonight, and that starts at 6 o'clock. Again, May the 24th, put it on your calendar. If you want to give money, we need your help to do that, too. Ronnie, anything about the Freedom Center?
No. You know, if you guys need help, you know, back in the first section, we mentioned a guy that was needing help, you know, in a bad way, but scared, you know. I know it can be scary, but we can get, you know, get help through Christ, man. You know, reach out to us. If we can't get you in, we'll get you in somewhere else. 662-416-0234, or go to our website, CorinthFreedomCenter.com.
Man, we want to help.
We do.
We want to help. Come to, you know, we've got non-residential help at Living Free. We got residential help for men at the Freedom Center. We've got residential programs all across the state and out of the state for women. And we're willing to help. I think Kirby had just got a call earlier today about a guy, but then a girl too that needed help. Yeah. So our phones ring all the time. Again, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsors for the radio show today. Nick Bain, for all you legal needs, our friend Nick is really good to us, and we're thankful for that. Daniel Arthur at the local Subways here, 3 in town. Shop, we got 2 on Highway 72, 1 on Shallow Road. Crosswind Ministries just celebrated 20 years. Wilco Real Estate Group. Again, Olivia, who do they call? Your mama and you, or what?
Call me first and then call Maria last.
Okay. So reach out to one of them for all your real estate needs. The Dinner Bell, Steak and Fish, Melissa Carson, and that whole crew. We ate there Tuesday afternoon with all of our guys. And Gatlin's Pharmacy, Bart and Dawn Dorn, we're thankful for them. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Calvary at Magnolia Funeral Home. Just first-class people doing first-class things.
Yeah.
And Jeff Green, the barbershop for the Freedom Center. And, man, he's got his own shop right there on Highway 72. Across from the mattress store, we've got a big sale about to start. Come in and see what we've got right now. We've got over 250 mattresses in stock today. So, listen, we need to sell. For all your mattress needs, come see us. Adjustable beds or recliners or whatever you need, just stop by the mattress store and let Preston help you out. We always close this out with the book of Jude. Bobby's out today, but Kirby's going to take charge today. Verse 24 and 25, Kirby.
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.